This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join that team today. Let's get into EB's entertainment page on an open line Thursday. Here's the read, Ricky. It's right there.
No, I got it. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl, Miriam. She's the general manager over there. Or, of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles at BMWFairfax.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, boys. We talked about it earlier. Valdez and Drabby's theory, which I won't argue, is their number one theory is, I think, cakes too. Carbon monoxide. What killed Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog? They were found. It's a terrible story. I mean, he was 95, so what a great life. But the wife was only like 63.
Mm.
Who knows with dog? Figured the dog was like five or something. Who knows?
Where was this?
New Mexico.
I wouldn't argue carbon monoxide. My thought was either that or like what do we call that?
Murder suicide?
Well, not really murder suicide, more the Heaven's Gates.
Okay.
Or the assisted suicide thing.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking also potentially, but yeah. Maybe carbon monoxide. I would think either one would be foul play, though. But I guess not. I guess carbon monoxide and you're renting the house from someone, their guy's going to be on the hook for it.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be charged for murder.
There's a leak in your heating system and it's just accidental.
Foul play is when there's bodily harm from someone else. That's basically what foul play is.
What if it's a Heaven's Gate thing? And you both donk yourselves off.
You're gonna feed. So you're gonna give the dog poison too. Maybe I don't.
I mean, know. You just, love. The
I don't
dog.
Know.
Don't people consider dogs part of their family?
Yeah, but I mean,
if there's an intention to kill somebody, and
well,
that's the way
Gene
you do
Hackman
it.
Gene Hackman says, "I'm ready to go," and she goes, "I'm ready to go with you."
Yeah,
and they lay down and take a cocktail.
I mean, well, that's just suicide.
To me, that's pretty selfish of Gene Hackman.
Right. Is that foul play?
Gene Hackman is 95.
I don't think suicide is foul play.
Yeah.
No.
Murder or attempted murder foul play.
Yeah. If it were murder-suicide.
Well, not murder-suicide. Assisted suicide. Okay, but it's that kind of thing.
If Gene Hackman somehow convinced his wife to come along with him.
Well, sometimes they want to. He didn't want her to.
Okay, but like if I'm her, I'm going to be like, hey, you're 95, dude.
I know. I agree.
I'm 63. I might have 30 years left. Like, I love you, but.
But I can't imagine they're going to kill the dog, too.
Yeah, that's the weird part about it.
They're not going to give the dog a cocktail.
Like, the fact that all three of them
are dead.
People
kill their kids.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't Dogs are different. Usually dogs aren't killed.
A depressed person will just say, okay, I'm going to dunk myself off and taking everybody with me.
Yeah,
it's possible. They say the likelihood is carbon monoxide poisoning or an undetected gas leak.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I agree with that.
Because the dog actually is the key to the investigation.
Right.
Dog could have been a witness.
That's just terrible. It's sad. What a great life. Also just sad that if you're lucky enough to live to 95, you look as terrible as he looked. But that's what we get to look forward to, Kay.
That's what happens when you're 95.
Yeah. Everything starts breaking down.
This also
was he in pretty good health, though, considering his age?
I don't know. He didn't look like...
He looked old and frail.
He looked extremely frail.
His best movie, number one. I know what Bickles is, but Unforgiven.
Unforgiven's great. He won an Oscar for that.
Oh, yeah, you do.
What do I? What
is, it was one of your favorite movies of all time. Hoosiers.
Isn't that one of your favorite?
I thought you were going to say The Firm.
Oh, yeah, The Firm.
The Firm, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a goof when I say that. I don't know. I'd have to look at his resume.
His resume is pretty damn good.
I remember loving Mississippi Burning at the time.
Superman. He was in Superman 2, too. He was one and two.
I can't. Those didn't register with me.
I liked this.
They didn't resonate.
Enemy of the State. With Will Smith.
Yep.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Do you have favorites?
But my favorite is The Unforgiven.
I like Quick and the Dead. The Western.
What's the submarine movie with Denzel?
Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Crimson Tide is good.
Roll Tide. High Tide. That's right. They changed it.
I'm just looking at it.
They changed their motto to High Tide.
They changed it.
What do you think I care? Roll Down Tide.
The Replacements.
Didn't see that one. Such a bad movie.
I think you saw
filmed in Baltimore, right?
I think it was PSI Net Stadium.
That's a cult classic, though. People who love that movie. Not a wide group of people.
Right, but, it's very small subset loves it.
It's a sneaky fan base. Mm.
One of his last movies didn't get a lot of run or a lot of attention. Was Royal Tenenbaums? Did that win awards? Too?
I've never seen. Yes, it. I think Jason swears by it.
It's a very quirky movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a deadpan comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the father of...
I ever thought was just great actor. I don't know why I just thought great actor.
Well, I mean,
I saw a million of his movies. But I mean, like, his reputation preceded.
Yes. He won for best actor in, this is a little before my time, French Connection. And he won for best supporting in Unforgiven.
Right.
He was awesome in that.
Right. All right, so I don't know this... woman, Michelle Trachtenberg.
I don't really know her either.
From Gossip Girl, but she
died. Like, the name's kind of familiar, but I don't know her work.
I don't know. Sounds terrible. Sounds like she had some sort of liver issue or something.
She had a liver transplant,
yeah.
And then that she was in cardiac arrest.
Mm.
I guess people had seen her recently, and she had looked kind of frail.
Didn't look good, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but
it said from some of her recent social media posts that her eyes had a yellowish tint.
Mm.
Isn't that what Jordan had?
Jaundice. So
yeah,
maybe her body. There are theories that her body was rejecting the liver.
Mm. Have that recently?
I don't know when that happened.
Right. Ah, terrible story though. 39,
yeah, not even 40.
Yeah. And then just talking about celebrity death. Why not? more information. This has been out for a while, but the Matthew Perry thing. Cakes, he was given 27 shots of ketamine in the 3 days before he died in October.
Is that a painkiller or is that a...
ketamine is like a... isn't that like a...
sleep agent?
Is it a horse tranquilizer or it's... I think that's
something
what
like that.
I think that's what it's original use for.
Yeah, tranquilizer.
Yeah. But it like zombies you out. It like puts you in a weird, like almost like trance-like state.
Dude, I think Haskins
was on that too.
I think it's used in certain communities like in a sex way. Maybe because they say it relaxes you. Oh, it's definitely a sex.
I know it's what.
There's a sex connotation to it or something.
I know it's what.
I don't know what it is.
Dexter used it to incapacitate his victims in Dexter. He would jab you in the neck with a shot of ketamine. And then the next thing you knew, you're wrapped up in duct tape and plastic. And he's about to kill you.
But he only did that with bad guys, Cakes.
He only killed like other killers.
Yes.
And blights on society.
Yes.
Hey,
he had his code.
Yes, he did. He followed a code.
I'm reading about ketamine and sexual health.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do they use it for?
Well, number one, it says ketamine can make you feel horny.
Okay.
But like, I don't know how Eric knew this, but it relaxes a certain muscle for a certain activity.
Well, you know what? I didn't want to go into it, but I've heard it's like popular in the gay community.
Hmm.
Oh. Is that the muscle that you're talking about?
Does the muscle start with an S?
Yeah, S P H.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but it says to. It says it's.
The EP is taking
you don't
a dark
to, you don't
turn.
Have to get into the
we
details.
Understand. We
don't have to get into the details.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your dukes up.
I don't know if I understand that.
I understand.
I get it.
We all get it.
Yeah. All right, just tell me during the break because I don't. I actually.
You're not looking at look.
It's exactly like what you're this? Thinking of.
Yeah. Like that.
Oh, it allows that.
Yeah, it allows that to happen.
Oh, okay. That's such a literal thing that you did.
You never want that to happen.
That's like one of the most literal things that I've ever seen you do.
I'd be good at sign language.
Yeah.
Yes, you would.
This is interesting. Master P Cakes has been named president of basketball operations.
I saw that.
At the University of New Orleans. So, obviously, he's going to be involved in all of the...
So he's NIL like essentially the GM?
I guess.
That's what it sounds like.
I guess. I got a buddy that told me.
He's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
He's been in basketball a lot of his life.
Yeah. I have a buddy who told me he was interviewing at a college for a GM job.
Really?
Yeah.
What college? Spill the tea?
No, it's like a year or two ago. And we were just commenting on the state of college athletics and how things have changed. You know
got
I mean?
It.
It's not necessarily relevant today. It's just, I mean, it is relevant, but it's just interesting how the landscape has changed. Of course, Master P, I don't think he's really put on anything music-wise in a decade or so of any relevance that I'm aware of, but he certainly made a lot of money. And
made a ton of dough.
He has a ton of connections.
Whatever became of his son, Romeo?
Was he a rapper?
He was playing college basketball.
Yeah, did he play hoops at USC?
He went to USC with DeMar DeRozan. He was like the throw-in player to go with DeRozan. And I haven't heard from him since.
And Diddy's son played football like at UCLA for a semester or something,
right? I didn't
know
that. I have no idea.
I think one of his sons.
Thought that was Snoop's kid.
I think Snoop's kid, too.
Miller spent 2 years on the USC basketball team in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah, so my file on him has not been updated.
He appeared in 9 games, tallying 5 points.
Maybe I'm wrong, Drabby. I think Snoop's kid is the one that committed and then bailed, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think if you look up, I think Diddy had a kid too. It played either at UCLA or USC.
Well, they got to do something because the University of New Orleans is 4-25.
Do you know who I remember?
Brutal.
First of all, New Orleans, for those of us that are old, we remember that was a hotbed there for a moment for Georgetown. Not University of New Orleans, but that's where Georgetown was getting all their
guys.
Like
a pipeline.
Yeah, that was they're getting all their guys. And I think, I could be wrong, but didn't Ladell Eccles go there to University of New Orleans?
Possibly.
That, he might have.
That rings a bell. Or somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah, maybe like Louisiana Tech. I can't remember where he
was. You're probably more right.
Now I got to go down the Ladell Eccles wormhole.
Went to San Jacinto and then went to
University of New Orleans.
New Orleans, good
How random is that in your brain?
The New Orleans Privateers, I believe, unless they've changed their name recently.
They are the Privateers.
Yeah. Is this Master P?
Yeah.
Is it relevant?
This is his classic. Make him say,
Oh, yeah, that's his classic. Let me hear. Commander in chief. If fools run around, I'm knocking out some heat. I'm down here. Did you see that Jello Ball was trying to put over a couple weeks ago his second single or whatever?
No, Jello. Somehow I missed that.
I don't think it really caught on.
It didn't?
I don't think so.
I'm really surprised.
All right, let's go real quick. It is Open Line Thursday.
I thought he had staying power.
We're setting a record for this decade here, okay?
So yeah, if you say so.
In Manassas. Andre, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, don't forget Gangs of London Netflix. You guys were talking about the Eagles, the tush push yesterday. And, you know, before your conversation, I thought it was a legal play. I figured, you know, you guys might as well, the defenses need to figure out how to stop it. But I think, EB, you kept on saying the word rugby. It's a rugby style play. And I kept on thinking, well, if it's a rugby style play, and I could see it's a rugby style play, then the only way you could probably stop it is a rugby-style defense, if you will. And by that, you know, when I see those guys, you know, make the scrum, they have their hands over each other and stuff like that. I guess my whole point is, if you're going to keep the play, you know, kind of like how you have to announce you do an onside kick and you have to do an onside kick. And I was trying to tell Grant that. I basically think if you're going to do the run the tush push, then ultimately you should allow the defense to do whatever they need to do to stop it. But you can't just, okay, you know, sneak out of it or throw a pass out of it now, if that makes sense. Because if you're gonna do that, you're gonna have to allow the defensive players to line up differently, to do different tactics that they normally aren't used to do. In terms of, you know, you see those guys, you know, they push each other from the back, they push each guys from like the back of the hamstring and things of that nature. So
isn't it the point that the defense could do whatever they want, right?
No,
the offense came up with a legal play. Right now, it's legal. And the defense can do whatever they want. If they want to bring everybody to the line.
No, that's the whole point. I think if you do that and then you pass out of it, it defeats the purpose. Mm. But I guess my whole point is, if it's a rugby-style play, we have a rugby-style play in football, you kind of need to change things up a little bit. If we all agree it's a rugby-style play, then you have to have some type of changes on the defensive side to be able to combat it, I think.
Okay. But my point is, why they can do that right now.
Yeah, what do you want?
What's stopping them from doing that right now?
I guess I'm saying, if you put like all your linebackers right in the middle, you know, and you bring your defensive backs right in the middle, and then they pass the ball out, I just think it's one of those things.
Well, that's part of football.
So you're saying
you're not supposed to telegraph all your plays. You want them to telegraph the play?
No, Andre is saying that if you decide to run the tush push, you absolutely have to run the tush push to give the defense a chance to stop it. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Essentially,
yeah, that's 100%.
All right,
I don't like that.
I don't think that's going to happen. But I know.
I'm just saying, if it's a rugby style play, and it is, we're playing two different sports now. Then you have a rugby style offense playing. You know, I'm using air quotes. I just think it's a unique play. It's a very unique play, and you know,
we agree with that.
That's
my thought.
The owners have to agree with you. The 24 out of 32 have to vote against it.
I'm sure.
We'll see if they get that.
Cakes and JP saw, because I think we were all linked to it on Twitter. But somebody sent a clip of Micah Parsons going against a sumo wrestler.
Yeah,
and I mean, obviously the sumo wrestler is larger than him.
Yeah,
but he handled him like it was nothing. And the guy was like, why don't we just get some sumo wrestlers to defend against the tush push,
yeah,
or just to be an offensive lineman in general. Their center of gravity, their strength is remarkable. You watch it. I mean, he makes Micah Parsons look like
he completely stonewalls him.
Yeah. I mean, like
just
nothing.
Neutralizes him.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, the sumo wrestler didn't look like he was that huge, but he was larger than Micah.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah,
but
Hey,
why not?
Send some scouts over to Japan. Bring in some
sumos.
And send out a Peters to
if they
Tokyo
got any,
ASAP.
If they got any lateral movement at all.
Yeah. Don't forget, it's an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. When we come back, as Caps fans, are you upset if Joby and Locker aren't the guys on the call when Ovi breaks Gretzky's record? It's looking more and more like they will not be on the call. What do you think about that as Caps fans? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pal Barstool Nate from Barstool Sports put out a really good blog yesterday. Here's the title of it. Dear NHL, do the right thing. It would be a travesty if anyone besides Joe B and Locker were on the call for Ovi's record-breaking goal. So he references the fact that the NHL announced a few days ago that there were changes made to the national TV schedule for the Capitals for three games. March 27th at Minnesota, April 12th at Columbus, April 17th at Pittsburgh. So the national feed has taken away from Monumental for those games because they want them in more of the national spotlight. But I completely agree with Nate, and I think a lot of Caps fans do as well, and you can weigh in at 800-636-1067. Joe B and Locker, if his health allows him to, should be the guys calling the tying goal and the record-breaking goal, because they've been the guys that have been calling the games for 20 years.
Agreed.
They've been calling every single game. They've been on every road trip. They've seen every game of Ovi's career. Like, it shouldn't just be some random national guy on the call.
But you want the game to be a national game?
I don't care if it is.
Okay.
I
honestly don't care that much whether it's nationally televised or not. I think if I had the choice, you can either nationally televise it or you can have the guys who deserve to be on the call doing the game. I would take the latter.
Or can't you just have both? Just like you do with like football. When there's a nationally televised game, sometimes you can also, if it's like, yes, you can also watch it on your local channel.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
why not do that?
I'm going to let them have the rights to it. There might be restrictions.
If I'm Ted, I'm calling Gary Bettman and saying, look, we at a minimum need to be able to simulcast
our feed
alongside if NBC has it or ESPN has it.
So you can watch the national feed or you can watch your own local feed.
I'm sure this has been discussed behind closed doors already with the higher-ups, but you got to find a way to have Joe B and Locker calling these historic, momentous Ovi record-breaking goals.
Now, Locker hasn't returned back to call. I think he's still in recovery.
Yeah.
Still Alan May's been doing it.
But if ESPN can pick and choose games of their liking, they would never agree to that because they would lose the entire DC audience to Monumental.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that they are allowed to do that.
Yeah, I just think it's outrageous that they can swoop in and just cherry pick
these huge games. What were the games again that the national...
The March 27th game at the Minnesota Wild.
All right.
The April 12th game at Columbus is going to be broadcast on ABC.
That's a 12:30 game, okay.
And the April 17th game at Pittsburgh at 7 p.m. Now, it's kind of weird because it lists ESPN and Monumental here. So, is it possible both are broadcasting it? It's being carried on both?
That would be,
that's what it says
or
here.
Or it's an either or.
It's a good question.
I think it should be carried on both. I think that's the compromise. Look, whether or not they agreed to that.
Well, this is the way I look at it. Let's just hope that he doesn't break the record in any three of those games.
So a couple of people in the blog that Nate retweeted, Travis Tuthill, who gets a lot of traction with Caps fans, at Caps Travis with a one instead of an I, he says the national media reaping the rewards of Ovechkin's success after decades of bashing him is complete and utter BS, but unfortunately expected. Joby and Locker deserve to call goals 894 and 895. Please set up an alternate feed for us real fans. Also, Luke Thomas, who we're great friends with, at L Thomas News. Absolute BS that soulless national broadcasters are going to call Ovi tying, breaking Gretzky's record instead of the supremely qualified folks who should be doing it. Legends and first-rate Caps commentators, Joby and Locke.
I think the March 27th game is a little early. I mean, he'd basically have to score in every game heading into that to break it. The April 12th, all right, that's certainly a possibility. April 17th, certainly a possibility. So I would probably say it comes down to those two later games. But the odds of it happening in one of those two games is pretty small.
Won't they just adjust? Like, as soon as he gets near it, they're just going to broadcast all of them nationally if they can.
I would think.
I mean, that's what I think they're going
to
do.
I would think they would want to be part of history.
They've shown that they are interested in this.
So as Caps fans, 800-636-1067, does it tilt you that Joby and Locker might not be on the call for Ovi's record-breaking goal when he breaks Wayne Gretzky's record?
Well, will Locker even be back? He won't even be
back. We don't know that yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I certainly want Joby there. Doing a really good job filling in, obviously, but Craig Lachlan recuperating from open heart surgery from just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think back at the night that Cal Ripken broke the record, broke Lou Gehrig's record. And I'm guessing, I'm not positive, I'm guessing it was a national broadcast. And I loved growing up.
I don't remember.
And I don't remember who the combination was in 1995, but I loved when Mel Proctor used to do the games with John Lowenstein.
That was in the 80s, I think. I'm not sure that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure I would have preferred that, but I was fine with the national broadcast.
Yeah, I know. But the Caps fans they're a little... Now, this
might be a weird, unorthodox idea. Is there a way that you could loan Joby to ESPN or whoever for the record, potential record-breaking game. But it's weird because you don't know when it's going to happen.
Well, what you do then is if you just simulcast, just carry their feed.
I'm fine with that.
Right. Or just have the two.
They deserve to be involved. They deserve to have that call.
Yeah,
They couldn't do that because, like, during every face-off, they're doing plugs for Monumental and everything, like Hadid rugs and everything.
So they have to do two different broadcasts. The local and the national. That's the solution that makes all the sense in the world.
When Cal Ripken broke Gehrig's record, yes, it was an ESPN game.
I think it was Chris Berman. I just looked it up.
Just watching
I mean, I loved listening to Mel Proctor and John Lowenstein back in the day.
I know, you're literally harking back to their mid-80s.
Okay, but it's similar to
Joby.
How people like Joby and Locker.
My cheap shot that I would say is that Caps fans are uniquely a little defensive also. They get, they're always fighting for attention, always fighting for recognition.
But like I said, I think the March 27 game is a little early for it to be broken that soon. But let's just hope that it doesn't happen in those other two games.
I might be making, if it looks like he's going to break it at Columbus April 12th,
you
might have
going.
To make a road trip.
You keep saying this,
you
buy
pay?
Your tickets.
Well, he wants to waste money. But the longer you wait, the more you're going to pay.
I know, but I'm
forecasting. How much you willing to pay? You're rich.
I mean,
a couple
hundred bucks per ticket.
Well, they ain't going to get it done.
Sure, at Columbus?
Might be more expensive than that.
If I buy them now.
No. If it's like the day before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 1,000, 1,500 tickets.
I'm going to have to try to thread the needle here.
Okay.
Depending on how many goals he scores over the next few weeks.
Just pay the
watch
it on TV.
I'm sure JVS will have some connections.
I'm going to call JVS and ask him for tickets in Columbus.
No, for road tickets?
Look, not to that.
Look,
Media pass.
I'll peel back the curtain. I feel sheepish enough asking him for tickets at Capital One.
He can always say no.
Okay, because I do it a decent amount.
He can always say no.
I'm begging you to ask. That's for that's Ovi like, free tickets. Those are the wherever
in Columbus. Those are the biggest cojones on the planet to go to Jim and say, "Hey, Jim, I love you, man. Can you get me free tickets for a Caps game in a building where you?"
He might have a connection.
Work?
He might have a connection.
Look, he's a powerful guy.
I mean,
guy.
You work
sure
for the company.
I'm sure he has
that's
connections.
That's like asking Augusta to play at a five some on a Saturday.
I'm not going to put him out to that level. I feel like I put him out already.
You got a starter time?
I like your hustle, though.
Would you drive to Columbus?
I'll be honest. Not that thrilled to fly lately, so I'd probably drive. It's like a 6.5 hour drive. It's not that bad.
I've driven there. It's not a bad drive. But, you know,
just drive there the night before. It's a 12:30
6 hours
drop.
Is kind of the cutoff for pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's a long ways.
It's fine. I'd be okay with it. If I can watch Ovi break the record. Remember, I live a life of regret because I didn't go out to Vegas for the cup clenching win.
Oh, it does.
That's definitely seeping in.
Definitely coming into play.
Really? Yes. You do regret that. You do regret that.
I regret it every single day of my life.
He's reliving the FOMO.
every single day. That important to you?
I was this close to buying tickets and flying out to Vegas, and I said, you know what? What if they lose? What if I waste a bunch of money to watch the Caps lose to the stupid Golden Knights? And they win, and it would have been a great moment, and I botched it.
Right.
Life of regret.
That's what it is. He's going.
Yeah, of course he's going.
You got to go.
If the record is hanging in the balance,
I would go. You can't thread the needle now. You're just going to have to suck it up and
just
say,
buy
okay.
Them.
You're going to have to buy them the day before. Yeah. It's going to be a $2,000 thing. And by the way, you might have to do it 3 times.
It's true. It's a good point.
You know, you might need to set aside about 10K.
I might bankrupt myself.
You might need to set aside about 10K.
He's better off like taking 3 or 4 games that are our way and buying them now.
Yeah,
because it'll be less than it is.
That's probably true.
And then the travel, he can just hopefully drive.
You know what? There are games in Long Island too. That could fall in that window.
Yes.
Against the Islanders.
I know some guys.
You know some guys? Islanders tickets hookups?
I know some guys that could probably.
Hey, Cakes, come on up. We run this island.
Yeah, we're JVS's tentacles in Long Island.
You just can't wear Caps gear or you'll get your ass beat.
And then the Carolina game, obviously drivable.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are all drivable for you.
Drivable.
So you should definitely scoop up the ticket now.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And then just eat it or resell it if you can.
It's true. It's a good point.
It would be a hell of a lot cheaper to wait and try and pinpoint the bullseye date.
Mm.
Now, if he puts up a couple goals tonight, and they're playing the Blues
then
tonight.
Accelerates.
Then you might be looking at Detroit on March 16th or something.
It would make me a little happy if Cake spends $5,000 on tickets and then he doesn't score.
That would please you.
It might lower your Christmas bonus. You're rooting for my downfall.
It would make me a little happy.
Hey, wouldn't it be the ultimate Cakes jinx is that if he's trying to find Ovi's record-breaking goal and he goes to every game and he has to wait till next season because he doesn't score?
I'd still have fun going on a Caps road trip.
Hey, Mark,
that'd be a good time.
Will you look up just those 3 games or whatever, see how much tickets are? Let's just use the ones that the national broadcast. See how much tickets are.
So March 27th at Minnesota, April 12th at Columbus, April 17th at Pittsburgh.
See if we could just reserve him now.
I don't want to jinx him. I think he's going to break it long before the April 17th game. That's like the last game of the season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Unless he goes on he goes ice cold and just stops scoring.
For the Caps at Columbus game, April 12th. I mean, you can get in the door for $66.
All right, you got to get
it. It's cheap.
Just get it. You should buy two right now.
Any decent seat is $150.
You're
going to
take your daughter, right?
Here's what I would do. I'd probably buy the low tickets where the Caps shoot twice. Because those are going to be less desirable than where Columbus shoots twice.
Hey, to be honest, you could probably make money buy some low tickets and some high tickets.
That's really threading the needle. I like your attempt.
So for the Islanders game on the 15th, get in price $70. In the Pittsburgh game, get in price $99.
Not that expensive.
You're going to go with Juliet, right?
Probably at least.
Amy, too?
Maybe bring Brendan. Maybe just a pseudo family road trip. But it's hard to bring my wife because she works. You can't just bring her out of school.
So it'll be your favorite and then your other child.
There are no favorites. Not sure about the traveling party yet.
Yeah. First line and third line.
Yeah. To be determined.
Definitely, Juliet's definitely starting first line.
First line. Oh, every face off.
Oh, yeah.
If he waits, there's no chance he's going. I'll just call that now. It's like the Four Nations game final in Boston. It was impossible to get tickets.
Right.
And then the get-in price
it's
the
like
day before.
$900.
Yeah.
Easy.
For the
but the thing is, you got to get a bunch of them. Because you can't thread the needle. You're not going to know when he's going to score. He can go, you know,
he's going to do it in bulk. But with this price, he can do it.
Yeah, but this price, you could get four games. You could just try to, like, you know, like
your window. It's
your
like
dispersion
a
dispersion thing.
He's like trying to hit a middle in a bet.
Yeah, so you're going to buy 16 tickets.
I don't know.
You might have to do that.
I got
to
do some research. I got to get my crack staff on it.
But still, 16 tickets would be less than the one ticket he would buy the day of.
Probably, yeah.
$1,200 or something, based on the prices you guys said. But I would just take his favorite daughter and then not just Amy can't go and he doesn't care about
his only daughter, by the way.
I would just say his favorite child. I would take the favorite child. He doesn't really care about Brendan.
It's all legend.
And then the wife, you know, she's got to work.
Oh, Brendan, you can come too.
Yeah, you can come.
I don't know. The seats at Cap One around that time, they're expensive.
They're going up.
Yeah, I mean,
Like here.
Anything in the lower bowl's $400.
Right. You're not doing that.
Already.
Well, I mean,
you would if you knew it was guaranteed.
I would reach out and ask, call in a favor.
You would.
Sure.
Oh, he's going to tell you to get bent.
Are you kidding me? Suddenly you're going to get
no response. If he's at $895 and you just hit him up for tickets, he's going to say, yo, Cakes, I've been saving these for you.
I don't know.
Hoping you'd text me.
Hey, I got your parking too.
The worst he could say is no.
How you guys are comical. I just said to ask the same question.
For the home arena.
I understand
Cap One.
That.
I'm not going to ask him for tickets.
I think it's equally as bad, Jason.
Oh my
I think
God.
It's equally as bad.
You guys are unbelievable.
I would never ask him for a record-breaking
worst
game.
Worst he can say is no.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, you guys were born yesterday.
I would never do that. That takes remarkable balls.
Well, Cakes would.
I've got chutzpah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have that.
Actually, the worst he can do is not reply, which is what happened yesterday when Mike Marr begged me to text Jim Van Stone for Red Wings Caps tickets.
Oh, really?
Next Friday.
Mm. Yeah.
He didn't respond.
All right. Radio silence. Take that as a no.
I'll be honest.
No, but that happens about 50% of the time.
I was Baker Mayfield. I've already planted my flag in that game.
you already put in a request?
Yeah, just full disclosure.
Aren't you doing the old guest?
I am. They're for a family member.
Oh,
when are we doing?
Brendan
is
bringing some friends to the game.
When are we doing the all-cast? What?
Friday. March 7th. Ricky gets the Red Wings.
Put down. What's that date?
Put it on your count. March 7th.
We'll also have our big client meeting next Tuesday.
That's right. Ooh. And the Cakes Classic next Wednesday. Busy week. Very busy week.
Next Tuesday?
Yes.
I come after golf.
All right. Got to take a break. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle, you got a hoopty in your driveway you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and to their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes today. We need your support. That's the Purple Heart Foundation. .org. EB, did you see the major fast food news? Did it come across your reels at any point yesterday?
About Wendy's?
About the Wendy's Frosty.
Well, it's so funny because
Kelsey did a review on that already.
I promised the guy I would do a review of the mint, whatever.
The thin mint.
Oh, I bet you that's good.
And I was going to get one last night, and my mother... I was driving my mother home or to my sister's house because she's going to watch her while we're away.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said she had no interest in it. She refused. So we ended up...
No interest in a Frosty?
I was stunned.
Is she feeling all right?
I was like, what are you talking about? You have a huge sweet tooth. Yeah. She goes, that doesn't seem interesting to me, a thin mint Frosty.
Oh, man.
I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So
I had to
go to a freaking Chick-fil-A. But anyway, go ahead, because it was funny. It was on the left side of the road, it was a Wendy's. Yeah. I wanted to go there. We discussed it, and I let my mother poo-poo it.
It looks a lot like a hot fudge sundae, to be honest with
you. Major changes could be coming to the Wendy's Frosty. Anonymous source said it would allow customers to customize their Frosty with the new Frosty Swirls and Frosty infusions.
All right, what are the infusions that they're...
For the Frosty Fusion, they said customers can mix in, quote, sauce and various sweet treats to a chocolate or vanilla Frosty. Though no specific flavors or treats were mentioned, the food bloggers said that people can expect something similar to mix-ins like the Oreo and M&M McFlurries from McDonald's or Blizzards from Dairy Queen.
Love all of that. Now, when they did the creamsicle, was it Wendy's that did it?
Wendy's, yes.
And that was the one I liked, right?
Yes. Correct.
Because I think Burger King also did one, and it was okay, mm-hmm. but I preferred the one. Why aren't they bringing the creamsicle Frosty back as part of one of the infusions?
Maybe they will. Or,
no, so what they do, Eric, is...
I know they have seasonal things they do.
Yeah, the seasonal stuff or the monthly thing. So the creamsicle was a summer thing. Mm-hmm. They replaced the vanilla for a month with the
creamsicle.
Right,
I know that's what they did. But now that they're going to put out a whole new thing, potentially, why not make creamsicle one of the options?
They might. They're doing two different things. There's two different rumors that Wendy's might be doing. The McFlurry ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also giving you the opportunity, potentially, to add a sauce to your like a caramel sauce. To your...
Or hot fudge.
Yeah, I mean...
Strawberry sauce.
Of course they should do that. By the way, when I went to the Chick-fil-A, it wasn't like a normal Chick-fil-A where there's 97 cars in line, but it was, you know, it was active. When I drove by the Wendy's...
Crickets?
I mean, not a soul.
Nobody?
Oh, no.
There wasn't anybody in the parking lot. I'm not even sure there was somebody behind a register.
It was a zombie Wendy's?
Like, if I'm Wendy's right now, I'm doing all of that.
Yeah, of course.
All of
that.
You
got to bring people. You got to get butts in the seats.
There was no butts in any seat. No JPs enjoying their dinner inside Wendy's.
I mean, it's big to-go orders. Nobody in the drive-thru line?
Nobody.
Not one soul?
And by the way, I went in the heart of rush hour.
Okay.
5:30 in the afternoon. On 301.
I have, like, on one of my trips up and down 95 years ago, there's the world's busiest Chick-fil-A somewhere in Virginia.
Yeah.
I think it's outside of Fredericksburg. And right next to it, I think they almost share a parking lot, is a Wendy's. And I saw the mob scene at the Chick-fil-A, and then I said, I'm not dealing with that. Go to Wendy's.
Right. I've done that before too.
They got my spillover business.
They get it because I've done that exact same thing.
Every line was packed. 100%. I was like, I can't.
You did that on 95?
It was somewhere off 95.
Were you going south or north?
I think I was coming back. I think I was going north.
Coming back from Kiowa?
Yes.
I've done that too. I said, the Williamsburg
my
area.
My brain can't handle it. Yeah. I can't go into this place and deal with all the madness.
Well, not Williamsburg. Wherever William and Mary is. What the hell?
That's Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think the Thin Mint Frosty would be good?
Oh, I think it'd be amazing.
I love
Why don't we send Mar out to go get some?
I love
Thin
Mints.
That's a great idea.
Mar, why don't we...
He should come back here with six or seven Thin Mint Frosties.
Let's do that. Can we do that before the end of the show? I'll break my fast for it. By the way, I tweeted this yesterday, real quick. I went to Taco Bell.
A lot of fast food being mentioned in
the
segment.
Well, since we're doing...
Yeah, sure.
I had my brand new Johnny O pants. They were so nice. and I knew it was dicey because I knew it was going to drive and eat. But I put napkins all over my... They basically were white, but they were light gray.
A stone color.
Yeah, I put like four napkins all over my pants. And then I had the bag. And then I put the hot sauce on it. And I started eating it while I was driving. And I thought I did pretty good. And then when I put everything away, I looked over it and there were smudges on the side. And then I took the napkins off. I went to the bathroom and I must have still had red hot sauce on my fingers. And then when I pulled my zipper down, I got hot sauce all over my zipper of my pants, all over my Johnson.
I mean, that's such a rookie move.
Yeah. I had hot sauce all over my brand new white pants.
You can eat certain fast food in your car.
You can't eat Taco Bell in your car.
You got to pull over in the parking lot.
You can't eat it in your car.
I didn't have time.
It's too sloppy.
I have a routine.
It would have taken you 2 minutes to eat those things.
It's like Taco Bell.
Should have went inside like JP.
Should have went inside.
That should have been your...
It was a huge rookie mistake.
Johnny, no.
But I thought I could do it because I put all these napkins on my lap.
You're always going to get something on you.
And then I still had it on my fingers and got it all over my Johnson and all over my zipper.
I mean, it's dicey enough just eating like a McDonald's burger, like a little squirt of ketchup can fall out or mustard. Like, that's dicey enough. But a taco that just all no. it does, all it wants to do is disintegrate.
Yeah, they just disintegrate everywhere. Yeah. Hot sauce. Let's go to Mike.
Just noob move.
I thought I could do it.
Yeah.
Mike, what's up?
What's up, Jumps?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, looky here. I gotta get this Mike Marr. I'm gonna put this Mike Marr scholarship for a weekend.
This is drunk Mike.
This yeah, is drunk, drunk Mike.
Drunk Mike making a triumphant return.
Hold on, what? You calling from Kent Island?
No doubt. That's where he lives.
Yeah, I put him in Laurel.
Where have you been, bro?
A lot of opportunities for drinking in Kent Island.
Yeah, we haven't talked to you forever.
I live like 2 miles from Kenton Arrows. Plenty of Doc Mars. He'll be on scholarship for the weekend. He can bring a buddy if he's a little apprehensive. I got him. I got him covered.
Oh, now, hold on. Are you still driving for the Big Brown?
I don't drive for them anymore.
Really?
I'm still employed there.
Oh, you just don't drive.
I've moved up in the world.
You're like a manager.
You're like a big silly?
Let's not get all into that, but something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Why haven't you called, man? It's been years.
You're trying to fly under the radar?
Different hours, different things going on.
I got you.
I'm good.
Can I ask you this question? Are you still with your girl?
My wife?
Yes.
No, I've been divorced for, 8 years, 6, 8 years.
Okay. Wow. You got a new girl? What's your deal?
Yeah, we got some things going on,
Are you still into the whole pineapple world?
That's been a long time, man. that's been a long time. I haven't gone since.
That's
but
right.
It's a rarity.
He's wild, dude.
You remember that. I didn't remember that.
How could you forget?
Some of the best times of my life.
Hey, by the way, when my buddy, I don't want to bring up his name right now, when he brought the mask and then he ripped the mask off, weren't you there with him?
I was present for that as well. Yes.
Man.
That's crazy.
This is an adult film.
All right, so hold on. So you're making an offer to yes, Mike Marr. Why is it? You feel like he needs to be...
He is money. I mean, y'all said, somebody said one time you're going to raise some money to send him to that fire festival or something.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That Heat movie review was ridiculous. I got so psyched. I mean, we have to plan it out when the weather breaks and all the Doc Mars. I'm taking this cat under my wing for a weekend, full scholarship.
Now, you wouldn't remember the weekend, Mike Marr, but
if you go with Mike, you're going to need a new liver by the end of it, and you're going to need a case of condoms.
Yeah.
Remember, the liver's a resilient organ.
It
is the most resilient organ in the body. Yeah. Like,
for you, luckily,
you know that I have learned that from him.
I know.
Like, how do you get over fatty liver, Mike?
I take a break, 10 days.
That's all it takes?
No, sometimes it's be like 72 hours.
No doubt.
Hey, are you still smuggling beers into Commanders games?
I've only been to like one game since COVID. So like just being at home, the whole, no, you don't spend money. There's no line at the restroom.
Yeah.
Like,
you got 100 beers in your house.
He's matured.
Yeah. We got to go to break, but just tell our listeners, all those years you went to games and getting fights and you smuggle 18 beers in and get thrown out and have to walk home.
Yeah, no
what's
doubt.
What's the furthest you walked home from Landover?
I walked home from Landover to Lewisdale, I would say probably is the furthest.
That's unbelievable.
From the FedEx Field to Landover. Like where the original Lido was, I was like 2 miles from there back in the day.
That's a long way. How long did that take you?
It was a long
way. About 11.7 miles.
You did that because you were too hammered.
Well, I got kicked out, and then the people I was riding with weren't getting kicked out. They weren't leaving. There was no Uber.
And it was pre-Uber.
Man, you had to get a bear down, man. You had to knuckle up and walk.
Yeah, cowboy up.
All right, Mike, don't be a stranger.
All right, we'll get you guys together.
Hook me up with this Marquette.
We'll make it happen.
Get his number. Why are you on a? Is he on a special?
Yeah, let's get something on the books here.
Get his number.
Let's make some moves. I've never been to Kent Island, but
two Mikes terrorizing Kent Island. We'll look forward to that at some point this spring or summer. All right, don't forget, coming up at 8:25, Nick Dowd from the Capitals. He'll join us here on The Fan.